This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Generation Next. It is 18 minutes past 7. I'm Maddie.
I'm Eleanor. Hello.
A little bit distracted there, never mind. And if you want to get in touch with us, you've got anything to say, any declarations of love, any suggestions, anything you'd like to hear us
any
talk about.
Any marriage proposals would probably be less left out.
Yeah,
best left out.
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au or send a text to 0427-JOY949.
Yeah. So moving on, we want to talk a little bit about coming out at work and being out at work.
Yeah, which is a tough situation to be in sometimes.
Can be, definitely can be. I am in a very strange situation at work. I've like, because I am not like, the trouble I'm seeing is because my legal name is still my birth name. I don't know how I would approach people. I don't know. It feels really weird for me as a trans person.
So, for example, like, does your name badge still have your birth name?
It does.
Because you work at McDonald's, right?
I work at McDonald's. And there's all these little things that go through my head. Well, what if they go, oh, we can't have you as you, like, we can't have you be who you are because that would look bad or anything. And I know that it's against the law and that that's an irrational fear, but I can't get over it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm a trained primary school teacher. I'm not currently working in schools, but I did 80 days of teaching placement in primary schools, which is, you know, that's a requirement. And I was always closeted at the schools because you feel like some people don't want a queer person teaching their children.
Yeah, that's something that, like, someone mentioned to me because I was looking at doing tutoring next year. They go, oh, but would some people not want a trans person teaching their kid? And I'm like, are you kidding? I'll find a different kid to teach.
Yeah, because that's the attitude you would want to have, to be able to say, look, if they don't want me, then screw them.
But there are different types of work, and sometimes you don't have that option.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There is legal protection.
Definitely.
Protection covers, like, in Victoria, you're protected by laws about, like, unfair dismissal laws and things like that. It covers gender identity, sexual orientation, and lawful sexual activity. So if whether it's from your boss or from any colleagues, any kind of discrimination is against the law.
Yeah, just straight up against the law. Employers are required to take a proactive effort to stop discrimination. Like, so that means that employers can't just go, oh, sort it out between yourselves. No, they have to step in and do something about it if you make a complaint.
Yeah.
Even if you don't, they're supposed to.
And you can't get in trouble for making a complaint.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any problems with the employer themselves, you can take it to the Human Rights Commission. That they have a detailed complaint process that they follow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, of course, the fact that this is set out by law doesn't mean the law is always followed. And there can be some really tough work environments where you do cop it and you feel like you can't really, you can't complain because, yeah, especially if you're young.
Yeah.
You can feel like, or
you can feel, it's all about that feeling of isolation that you get.
It's also that, you know, I'm a 16-year-old casual. They can get rid of me. That, you know, if I kick up a fuss, they'll get rid of me and bring in someone new.
Yeah.
Especially in this job climate, the fact that getting a lot of people want every job that's out there.
Yeah. And that's totally understandable because jobs are just so hard to find and there's so many people looking for work.
One thing that I've heard people talk about is it appropriate to be out at work? Especially I've heard that in terms of sexuality because people say, I don't care, you know, I don't want to hear who you're sleeping with because this is work. This goes back to that whole thing where people assume same-sex attracted people are all about sex.
Exactly. It's not a case of a gay man talking about his boyfriend because he wants to show off how much action he gets in the bedroom. He wants to talk about the love of his life, the person he spends his time with.
Yeah, it's if a, like, I'm thinking about the school environment that I've spent a fair bit of time in, the classroom environment. The teachers that I've worked with have generally mentioned, even if not really in the classroom, in the staff room, they'll talk about their husband or their wife or their girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I always shied away from talking about my sexuality and any partners that I may have had.
Yeah.
In fact, there were a couple of times that I actively, sometimes I played the pronoun avoidance game.
Yep.
And sometimes I would straight up say he.
Yeah,
which I didn't.
Easier for yourself.
I didn't like doing it. Yeah. I felt like I was having to stifle a bit of myself.
Exactly. That look. I'm going to talk for a bit about my own experiences. What I've started doing is talking to people, like, because you make friends working, sometimes at least. Not all the time. That's totally cool. But out of the friends I've made working, I've started slowly going, oh yeah, I'm trans. I'm not comfortable being a boy, and they've been mostly really cool about it.
Yeah.
And that's a really big relief.
There was one time I was talking to, there was another student teacher. I don't know why we were both in the same class, but hey, I was in for a block of 2 weeks. She was in every Wednesday for a term. So it was, you know, a bit different.
Yeah.
But one day we were both in and the kids were doing PE with the PE teacher. So we didn't have too much to do. So we were sitting and chatting and I was playing pronoun avoidance a little bit. And so I'd said, yeah, I'm single, so I don't have to worry about whatever. Yeah. So she just looked at me and said, so, boys or girls?
Oh, that's adorable.
I just, girls. And she goes, oh, okay.
Sometimes the easiest way to talk about coming out is to try to make it not seem like a big deal.
Yeah, make it a non-issue.
Like, it's a big part of who you are, but at the same time, you can just be like, from day one at work, I was like, straight up, this is while I'm being read as male at work. I'm straight up, yeah, I have a boyfriend. And no one cares.
Yeah.
And so, and like we said, if people kick up a fuss about it, there's that those discrimination laws. They're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm sure that most of the teachers that I worked with would have been completely fine with my sexuality.
It's just a daunting thing.
There's that worry that, what if I don't want to stir the pot? I don't want to cause trouble, especially because I am the least confrontational person I have ever met. But then, in the job I have now, it is very well known that I am queer because I'm domestic programming facilitator at Sin Radio. So, you know, direct competition to Joy, but don't mind me. To come into that job, you needed to have 6 months of volunteer experience at Sin, and I'd come in through the Queer Youth on Air program. So
it's not exactly...
Yeah. So there are some work environments where it is, you know, there's a lot of queer people at my work, including at least one of my bosses.
See, I mean, I work at McDonald's, and some people might not associate that with queer friendliness, but, you know, I've got lots of same gender attracted colleagues, and everyone just talks openly about stuff. They don't mind too much, and I think that's something that's coming with the new generation.
Yeah,
people tend to be a little bit better. But
one thing that I've heard is actually Target is quite good. Like,
yeah,
you don't,
especially for transgender people.
Yeah, and so Target, you know, it's a retail job that a lot of young people can get, and you would feel like, well, what if? But apparently, it is quite a good place to work, especially if you're gender diverse.
Yeah, look, if I'm thinking about it rationally, I know that I can come out to work, talk to my managers and go, I'm trans, that's my new name, please call me she.
Please print out a new name badge.
Yeah. Like, I know that's something that I can do, but then my brain just gets befuddled and I'm like, no.
Well, it's what we were saying before. It's a stressful thing to come out and to hold a secret.
Definitely. Holding the secret is a really big stress. And you're like, this is so silly. Why am I doing this to myself? But then you can't get out of it.
Yeah, it's a tough situation to be in. So,
Maddie, are you all right?
Just someone in the next studio was like jumping up and down and waving.
Okay, that's so distracting. But yeah, look, if you come out, you are totally safe. You are protected, and if you are out at work, people who discriminate against you,
they're the ones in the wrong.
They're the ones in the wrong. Exactly.
Talk
to your employer. And if they're not helping you, talk to the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah, you're not the one in the wrong.
Absolutely.
So next up, we are going to be having a chat about looking for a job, about the whole process of getting a job, which, oh God.
Not an easy one.
It's a big drama.
Yeah, but first, we'll be listening to Ali Goulding's new song,
My Favourite. Like, but Dylan and I have talked many times about the fact that we're both in love with Ali Goulding.
Who isn't?
This is Love Me Like You. Like, love me like you do.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.